When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, July 27th edition. 15 games, all 30 baseball teams in action for you on a Tuesday. Make sure you check me out on Twitter at PDentric. I'll be in the Fantasy DJ and Slack chat for free if you have any questions about it over there. Also, if the quality of this podcast is bad, I apologize. I'm having some weird connection issues. It's not my internet. It's the provider I use to record this stuff. So just a heads up on that one. I apologize ahead of time on this one. But everything else should be good to go. If you like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba podcast coming out for you Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesday night, a little Bubba and the Bat Flip action, recapping the week in Fab and much, much more. Also, if you like PGA DFS, check out the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast, previewing the 2021 games in Tokyo, Japan, the Olympic Games. Go check that out, always-pressing PGA DFS. And lastly, if you like to play some DFS, you like to play some prop bets, go check out Prize Picks. Great way to combine the two. It's lots and lots of fun. Pick anywhere from 2 to 5 picks on the board. Doesn't have to all be in one sport. You can mix and match all the fun stuff you want. And use promo code Bubba when you create your account. When you make your first deposit, you get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. So go check that out at Prize Picks. Download the app, create your account, use promo code Bubba. You'll be good to go. All right, everybody. 15 games on tap for you. Let's get rocking and rolling on this one. We have Marlins Orioles total 9.5. Brewers Pirates 8.5. Nats Phillies 10. Yankees Rays 8. Cardinals Indians 9. Jays Red Sox 10.5. D-backs Rangers 8.5. Waiting on Wrigley. White Sox Royals 9.5. Tigers Twins 9. Rockies Angels 9. Dodgers Giants 8. Astros Mariners 8.5. And A's Padres 8.5. So lots and lots of fun stuff there. Let's get to the pitchers on this 15-game slate. Lance McCullers 10-4. At the Seattle Mariners is a great pay-up spot if you choose to. As we get towards the end here, I'm going to tell you I'm probably not paying up. But if you need to pay up, McCullers is great. He brings like nearly a 20-point floor to the action. At worst, usually a 15-point floor because the strikeouts have been there. 7 or more Ks in 5 straight starts, 8 or more in 4 straight. He's been outstanding. And as a Seattle team, has been striking out a ton of late. And over the last 30 games, striking out 25.4% of the time. First right-handed pitchers hitting 224 with a 92 WRC+. So McCullers, heavily in play at 10-4 if you're choosing to pay up. Charlie Morton, $9,800 at the New York Mets. Morton's been great for us of late. We've been using him quite a bit. Brings like a 17-plus point floor into action, gives up a few runs, but the strikeouts have been outstanding. He's got 7 or more Ks in 7 straight starts, which is great to see. And he gets the New York Mets on Tuesday. A New York Mets team was striking out 23% of the time versus righties with a 239 average and a 109 WRC+. So Morton, always a tournament play, rarely ever a cash game play. At 98 on Tuesday is very intriguing. I will say James Kaprielian at 94. I am a huge Kaprielian fan. I have him in a ton of season-long leagues. It's tough to put him up against the San Diego Padres, but what I will say, if you're feeling frisky in tournaments, he makes for a very, very intriguing, virtually unowned tournament play at $9,400. Just know he's probably going to go 5 or 6 innings, and he's going to have to go against that Padres offense, but he's going to go virtually unowned if you want to take that type of upside. Julio Urias at 9K at the Giants. I'll take a whack at because, you know, last time he faced me, he was 97. He pitched great. Didn't like the price point on that slate. But 9K, I can stomach a little more. He's basically got 18 or more points in 4 or 5 starts, 21 or more in 3 of 5. And he's got 5 or more Ks in 3 of his last 5 starts. He's allowed 1 earned run or less in 3 of his last 4 starts, which is great to say. It's a Giants team that's offense is pretty good, but kind of quiet over the last few, I'll be honest, that they just don't strike out a ton. Less than 17% of the time versus lefties in the last month, hitting 256, the 159 ISO, and a 104 WRC+. Urias got the strikeouts last time you faced him. If you want to roll the dice there, you can. He's 9K. Not one of my favorite targets, but definitely in the discussion when you're talking about paying up. So 9K and above, McCullers and Morton are my top two. You can go Kaprielian and Urias if you want. Again, I don't think you're going to need to pay up on this slate. You got guys like Adam Wainwright at $8,800 against the Cleveland Indians, an Indians team that strikes out about 28% of the time versus righties over the last month, a 222 average and an 82 WRC plus. Makes Waino quite an interesting play to 88. I think he's basically a cash game lock for me on DK, and he brings tremendous tournament upside, $8,800 if he can really shut down this Cleveland offense that, let's just face it, isn't that good right now. So Waino at 88 is very enticing. Dylan Cease in tournaments at 86 always brings that strikeout upside, five or more Ks in six straight starts, five or more Ks in eight of his last nine starts. Just gets dicey at times, but you know, 20-plus points in about five or six of those nine starts. Royal seems striking out 22% of the time. It's hit and miss, but that makes Cease a very intriguing tournament option at 86, where Waino's probably better cash play at 88. You can mix them together if you want, but that's just where I sit on those. One of the best values on the slate is Kenta Maeda at $8,200. He's cheap on FanDuel as well. Really, really good stuff here since he's come off the IL. He's been nothing short of outstanding, putting up 20 or more, or 17 or more DK points in four straight starts, 300 runs or less in four straight, six or more Ks in four straight, five or more innings in four straight. Really starting to get comfortable out there is Kenta Maeda. It's a Detroit team who we love to use. We love their value, but they still also strike out 24.5% of the time, hitting 256 with a 108 WRC+. So Maeda at 82, very much in play as a value on this slate. If going down to punts now, you got Jose Suarez against the road Rockies. We know that's one we can take a peek at for sure. Suarez has been pitching better of late, which was good to see. But a really, really good matchup here against Colorado. And the lefty Suarez going up against the road Rockies that don't strike out a ton, 14% K rate over last month versus lefties, but also only hitting 232 with a 74 WRC+. So you could go Suarez if you want, or you can go Austin Gomber against the Angels at 7,100 against an Angels team striking out 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So those are two punts you could have, Suarez or Gomber, if you want. But there's more. Jordan Montgomery, $6,700 at the Tampa Bay Rays. Jomo threw a gem his last time against Boston. He's got 20 or more points in two of his last three starts. He's got 10 or more points in six straight starts, which in at 6,700 will kind of take. He's got three earned runs or less in all six starts. It's just a matter of strikeouts. Five or more Ks in the majority of those starts. Just has to go deep in the game and get those strikeouts. It's a Tampa Bay team that strikes out 22% of the time versus lefties, hitting 231 with a 99 WRC plus over the last month. So Jomo at 67 in that very pitcher-friendly ballpark in Tampa Bay is quite intriguing. And then the best value on the slate, and he should be very popular, is Spencer Watkins at $5,600 at home against the Miami Marlins. And the good thing is he's kind of stretched out. He's thrown 89, 83, and 92 pitches his last three outings. He's gone five or more in two of the three. He's going to one run in all three, and he struck out seven his last go-around, four his previous before that. If he gets those strikeouts going again against Miami, that's tremendous, and he should be able to because Miami strikes out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 241 with a 94 WRC+. So Spencer Watkins at that wonderful price of $5,600 is outstanding. So, again, this is why I don't think you have to pay up because you got McCullers, Morton up top if you want. Kaprielian and Urias are in play. Go below 9K now. Now it gets interesting. You got Waino at 88. Very good cash game play with some tournament upside. You got Dylan Cease at 86. Very good tournament play. You got Kenta Maeda at 82, which is outstanding. Like Maeda and Wainwright in cash is pretty much all you need. But Maeda at 82, he can be tournament or cash game. But then you got the value. You got Jose Suarez. You got Austin Gomber. Not bad either way. But Jomo at 67 and Watkins at 56, I absolutely love as values on this slate. Let's check out the bats on this 15-game slate catcher's position for you. Here we have tons of bats to choose from on 15 games. So if I miss some, I'm sorry. But we'll start with guys like Mitch Garver at 45. Another nice game on Monday since he's come off the IL. He's been great. Gets Alexander on the lefty Alexander. I think it's a great spot for Garver and the Twins. So Garver at 45 is very, very much in play. You could go Posey versus Urias if you want to get goofy, but you don't have to. I'd rather pay up $300 more and get Mitch Garver in his situation. Going below 4K, though, you got the likes of Dalton Varsho at 38, swinging it really good against Dunning. You got Jacob Stallings at 36 versus Brett Anderson. That's a really good spot as well. Some other cheapies as you go down even farther on this slate. Zach Collins versus Brad Keller at 32 is a decent value for stacking up the White Sox. Like that one quite a bit. Going below 3K now, you got we got a few more. Let's see what we got. Alejandro Kirk, if he gets to start for Toronto, is $2,900. I like that a lot. Reese McGuire started on Monday. If he gets to start, he's 28. So either Toronto catcher really checks the box is some nice value. And then other than that, like it's going to be mixed match, but Berea of Washington at 25 is probably like the last value I'd go to down here. He's 25 versus the lefty, and that brings some very, very nice upside for you. first base position on this slate. You can always go Otani if you want to put Vladito versus Gary Richards, taking them deep a few times in his career. He's $5,900 in a really, really good spot there. Natty Olson against Paddock's outstanding. Olson's having a monstrous season. He's 55 versus Paddock. We love to target Paddock. Goldschmidt's on straight fire right now, hitting 310 over his last 10 games, averaging 11 points per game with four home runs over that stretch. He's 53 versus pitch to contact Quantrill. So a really good spot there for Goldschmidt at 5,300. Going below 5K now. You can go back to Rhys Hoskins if you want. He hit home run number 22 on Monday night. Loves hitting right-handed pitching quite well. So get him versus Fetty at 4,700. Some cheaper options for you. CJ Cron versus Suarez. Probably not going to have to go there. I'd rather go Anthony Rizzo at 42 versus Gutierrez. Gutierrez has struggled a ton. He's pitched a lot of contact of late. Rizzo went deep on Monday. Really good spot to get back at it on Tuesday at 4,200. Cronenworth only 42 versus Kaprielian. If you're not using Kaprielian, it's a great price. But your best value, he went deep again on Monday. Dude's crushing it. Joey Votto, $4,100 versus Alzolay is a phenomenal price tag in that matchup. Below 4K now, you got the likes of Pavin Smith versus Dunning at 36 if you're going all in with Arizona, which is dicey and not highly recommended, but you can go there. Ryan Zimmerman's only 31. He's a great value. He'll get the start versus the lefty Moore for the Nationals. So a guy like Zimmerman at 31, phenomenal value. Middle of a Nationals lineup, a good stacking lineup tonight. Really, really good look there at 3,100. Other than that, you like Bobby Dalbec's here. I'm not looking to fade Ray. Nagowski of Pittsburgh is only 24 versus Brett Anderson. That's another nice value. So Nagowski and Ryan Zimmerman are two really good values if you're choosing to punt at the first base position. Second base, Eduardo Escobar is hitting everything right now, so I don't mind him at all at $5,600 versus Dunning. He's a good look for you there. But you can go below 5K if you need to. If you're fading Cease, Whit Merrifield at 48 is a good play. Because Cease, it's like he's been really good, lots of strikeouts. When he's off, it's bad, like really, really bad. So the Royals make for that kind of contrarian action there. So Whit Merrifield at 48 checks the box. The fact Jose Altuve is down to $4,500 is ridiculous. So you can definitely circle him as a very, very strong play in that matchup. Jed Lowry at 43 for stacking Oakland is in play. Cronenworth at 42, talked about him earlier. I like that one quite a bit. If you're stacking Cincinnati, continue to play Jonathan India. He's $4,100, really hitting it well. The fact his price hasn't gone up is silly. Ozzie Albies at 4K is a great price point, probably the second best after Altuve, because Albies hits lefties very, very well. He's swinging a very good bat of late. He gets banned for at least one at-bat, maybe two to start the game. So 4K for Albies is a very, very strong look in that matchup. Below 4K, though, it gets a little dicey. You've got Adam Frazier making his Padres debut, most likely. He's 3,400. That's actually a really good value if he's in the lineup. So keep that in mind. Willie Castro's 33 versus Maeda. I'd probably rather have the $3,400 Frazier in his matchup for the Padres versus Kaprielian, even though I like Kaprielian quite a bit. Other than that, not a ton of value down here. Harold Castro of Detroit's 26 if you need it. Donovan Solano's 25 versus Urias if you need it. Not guys I'm in love with. I'd rather kind of be at Frazier and above, it looks like right now, unless something really changes on Tuesday. Third base position, again, Escobar at 56 is a very, very good look in that matchup. J-Ram at 55 versus Waino. Devers at 53. These guys are all good, but Arenado at 52, really, really nice. Him and Goldie have been swinging it well. Arenado's got three home runs over his last 10 games. So he's a guy to keep in mind. He's homered two out of his last four games as well. He's $5,200 there versus Quantrill as a nice piece of a St. Louis stack. Machado's always an intriguing play, but going down cheaper, Chris Bryant's been swinging it well. He's 45 versus Gutierrez. Maybe he's heating back up for maybe a second half MVP look after that massive slump he had there. Yoan Moncada at 44, nice piece of a White Sox stack versus Keller. Like that one quite a bit. Josh Donaldson went deep again on Monday night. He's swinging it very, very well. He gets a nice matchup there versus Alexander. He loves hitting his lefties. He's $4,200. So Donaldson's a good price point on this slate. A lot of good low 4K, high 3K prices on this slate. If you're fading Maeda, Candelario's only 39. Like Cabrian Hayes is only $3,900 for Brett Anderson. Really good price tag there for Cabrian Hayes. Like that is a nice value as well. Luis Urias, if he cracks the Milwaukee lineup there against Tyler Anderson, he's $3,800. You can go his direction also. Josh Harrison is only 38 for Washington. Third base outfield versus Matt Moore. That's a great price point for Harrison as well. So some good price points, low fours, high threes. Lower floors at 35. You could have some fun with that. Hunter Dozier is only 32 if you're fading Cease. That's a good price point as Dozier continues to be a nice OBP machine with some power upside as well. Then Abraham Toro went deep on Thursday night. If he cracks the Houston lineup, he's 26 versus Flexen if you need to go there. But some really good value in that like 35 to like 42, 43 range at third base that you're not finding out a lot of other positions if you need to go there. Shortstop, now Tatis always in play. Trey Turner is a great play at 6K, even though the Nationals came out and said everybody but Juan Soto is available, even Trey Turner, because Trey Turner has not taken us up on any of our contract extension talks. So that'd be silly if they trade him, but whatever. Trey Turner at 6K versus Matt Moore is very, very nice. Some cheaper options, though. Tim Anderson is always in play at 54, especially in White Sox stacks. Bo Bichette went deep on Monday. Another great play at only 48. The Jays got cheaper somehow against Garrett Richards. Not sure how that happened, but Bichette at 48 is a very, very good price as well. I like Willie Adames at 45 versus Brett Anderson. I don't think many will play him on this slate. It's a really good look there as Adames looking a great bat versus Brett Anderson. Honestly, I'd rather have Bichette at 48, but if you need to save some cash, Adames at 45 is in play. Didi Gregorius at 43 versus Fetty. If you're stacking Philadelphia, that's in. Swanson at 42 if you're stacking Atlanta. Go there as well. Some cheaper options, though. Not a lot lately at the position. That's the one thing. Kyle Farmer maybe at 35 if you're going all in on Cincinnati. Gleyber Torres at 34 is a good value. Going against the lefty McClanahan. Torres has been playing great, stealing bags. You can go there. Ronald Torres at 31. He's been a good value as well. So that'd be kind of the two values I'd be looking at. Torres, Gleyber Torres and Ronald Torres would be the two I'd be looking at. Estrada's interesting from San Francisco. Just not against Urias. Not feeling it versus Urias tonight. So kind of stick with that Torres or Torres if you're going for value at shortstop. Otherwise, pay up a little bit. Head into the outfield on this slate. Shohei is always in play. Juan Soto's a great play. Hits lefties just fine, so don't hide on that one. Harper's a great play. Nelson Cruz versus a lefty is always in play. These are all really good plays in the 5K range. Captain Obvious type stuff. Use them in your stacks. That's the way I'd say it. If you have to pick one as a one-off, kind of tempted to take Nelson Cruz. He's been raking since he got to Tampa Bay, but I'll stick with Juan Soto. I'll stick with Soto if I take a one-off at the 5K and above. But to save some cash, you go down cheap. For Joey Gallo at 48 versus Widener, don't hate that at all. In his matchup, Mark Conn is only 46 versus Paddock if you're stacking up the A's. Don't forget about him. Chris Bryant again at 45. Sed Mullins up to 4,500, but I love, again, Jay's got a discount. George Springer is only 4,500 bucks. Leading up another double-digit night fantasy-wise on Monday. He is crushing it of late, especially in that last spot. So Springer at 45 is an outstanding play. Jesse Winker's heating up. Had a double and another hit, I believe, on Monday. He's 4,400, starting to heat up as well. So he's a very, very good look. Teoscar Hernandez down to 4,300 bucks. He had another double-digit night for your fantasy team. So Teoscar, Springer, getting discounts for you. You got to love it. McCutchen had the walk-off homer against Brad Handy's 42 versus Fede. He's in play. Ramon Laureano's only 41 versus Paddock. That's outstanding if you really want to break that one down. Tommy Pham's only 4K, not too shabby himself. Going down below the 4K range now. It gets a little more interesting, but Brian Reynolds switch hitting against Brett Anderson, only 39 is a very good value. If you want to go there, Grichik's only 39 versus Richards, another cheap Toronto Blue Jay. If you need him, Josh Harrison at 38, we talked about earlier. Trent Grisham is only 38 versus Caprillion. If you are stacking San Diego, that's a good value. Same with Benintendi. Benny Biceps went deep on Monday night. He's only 38 versus Cease. Like, you pay up for Witt, you pay up for Salvi, but you get discounts all over the place. Dozier, Soler, Benny, you get some nice discounts if you want to play some Kansas City options. Again, Dalton Varsho's 38. He's in play. Gurriel Jr. at 37 for Toronto. Pavin Smith and David Peralta are both 36 for Arizona. If you want to get weird with an Arizona stack, it's in play. Akil Baddoo's only 35. If you want to keep riding that hot bat, he's not too shabby. Max Kepler hits lefties if you want to go up against Alexander at 3,400. It's not the worst play in the world to be contrarian and go that direction. A few other cheap ones that are Justin Upton's back. He's 3,300. Robbie Gross from pinch hit and went deep. He's 33 versus Maeda. He's a nice value, but like your best value went deep on Monday night. He was too cheap Monday night. He's even cheaper on Tuesday night. It is Kyle Tucker's only 3,300 bucks versus Chris Flexen. That is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So jump on some Kyle Tucker at 3,300. Michael Brantley's only 3K. I don't know who they thought was pitching for Seattle, like a young King Felix, because the prices are ridiculous. Going below 3K now. The fact Dylan Carlson is only 2,900 versus Quantrill is dumb. He's been swinging a great bat of late, and now he gets a discount at $2,900 versus Cal Quantrill. That is ridiculously cheap, so have some fun with that one as well. Brent Rooker went deep on Monday's 29 versus Alexander. Naquin's 28 if you need that one. A few other cheapies. Jorge Soler double-donged on Monday. He's been crushing it. He's 2,800 bucks. Talked about him a lot lately in many different articles, so jump on that train while you can. Some other cheap ones. down here. Michael A. Taylor is 27. If you're fading Cease, Tyrone Taylor of Milwaukee is only 26, hitting in the middle of that Brewers lineup versus Anderson. That is a really good price point. If you're looking for some value, Tyrone Taylor at 26. Andrew Vaughn's only 26. I love that value, as I always do. You can go there as well. Eloy Jimenez is only 25. Harrison Bader only 25. Both really strong looks for value. Aristides Aquino is only 24. He's hitting third for Cincinnati, even against a righty. So he's a very intriguing play. Guillermo Heredia of Atlanta is 23 versus Banda. He's in play as a value. So tons and tons of value, especially in the outfield, as you'd expect. There's even more. So just keep going, and you'll get all the good stuff and things. Recapping your pitchers real quick on this slate. McCullers is a great play at 10-4 if you want to pay up. Morton, a great tournament play at 98. You can use Caprillion in your Rise if you want. A little dicey, but they're in play. McCullers would be my top option if you want to go there. I don't think you need to pay up, though. Wainwright at 88, great for cash games. Could be in tournaments of great cash. Dylan Cease, 86, makes a really strong cash or really strong tournament play. Get to Maeda, 82, great for cash and GPPs. Like, if I do a cash lineup, it's Wainwright and Maeda. That's where I'm at in cash. Now, if you want to save money, you can go Gomber, you can go Suarez in that same matchup, both in play. But I'll save you even more and go Jordan Montgomery at 67 and Spencer Watkins at 56. I love that Watkins price at 56. I think Jomo is very intriguing at 67 and get all the bats you want. Stacks on this slate. We'll go to the likes of Washington versus Matt Moore. You could go Philly versus Fetty if you want, but Washington versus Matt Moore, Soto, Trey, of course, but Josh Harrison, Ryan Zimmerman would be my next couple to look at on that stack. Some other stacks, Toronto, Boston, love Toronto, Bichette, Vladito, Teoscar, Springer. That's my top four. Mix and match a catcher or some other options if you choose. Love that. It's a big 15-game slate, so you can spread out. You can eat some chalk and spread some things out. Some other stacks for you on this one. Don't mind St. Louis versus Cleveland, especially just Carlson, Goldie, and Arenado. I like those three for sure. Cincy and Chicago could be a game stack, or you could do some one-offs with Votto and company. Love Votto in that game. Don't mind Bryant on the other side as well. That's kind of the main two I like there. White Sox at Kansas City, Anderson, Eloy, Vaughn, Moncada is what I'm looking at with the White Sox for now. You could go contrarian with Kansas City if you want with Soler and Dozier, Witt, Benny, and Salvi, some combination of those five if you want. I'm not running to do that just yet, but you can if you need to. The other stacks I like here, Oakland versus San Diego, starting with Matt Olson, build around that. And then Houston versus Seattle, Kyle Tucker, Jose Altuve, build around that. Other than that, that wraps us up, folks. 15 games on a Tuesday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentric. Again, Bench with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball needs. Check me out there Tuesdays and Thursdays. Record a new one on Tuesday for you. If you like PGA DFS, the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast, previewing the 2021 Olympic Games in Tokyo, Japan. That dropped on Monday night with myself and Jesse. If you like playing DFS and you like some prop bets, go check out Prize Picks. It's a great way to do both. You can pick anywhere from 2 to 5 picks through all the spectrum. They have hot dog eating. They have all the Olympic stuff. They have everything. So check it out and use promo code Bubba when you sign up and you get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. So when you create your account, use promo code Bubba to get you in there. My written content's at rotoballer.com on Tuesday. It is the free DraftKings article. All right, everybody. Good luck on this Tuesday. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, July 27th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.